Through the years, clients have asked me how to migrate data into Agile PLM. And we've come up with six primary steps to successfully migrate data into Agile. But before we can start a data migration, it's important to consider certain things. The first is that it'll take several migration passes to be successful. Normally, there's a data cleansing process, and then we need to validate the process. And then we can finally have our validation or our production data migration pass once the testing and validation has been successful. It's also important to understand that limitations exist. As an Oracle partner, we use a data load tool provided by Oracle software. And it's not perfect. And in addition, there's no support. It is a partner-only tool, and we have the ability to use that tool as an Oracle Gold partner, but it cannot do everything. It's also important to allocate adequate time and resources to the project. A migration isn't simply a process where the customer pushes themselves away from the table and the vendor can perform the migration in isolation. It requires resources and time from the customer so that we can map data appropriately and we can perform a certain level of validation with confidence that the data will result in what's expected inside of Agile PLM. Also, the first pass will not be perfect. This is an iterative approach, and we will hone in on the target, and we will get it right, but it will take multiple passes to accomplish that. It's also important that, as a customer, you validate your information. You need to make sure it's right in the system, and thorough testing should be performed, because once that production rollout has been performed, you cannot go back. With those things in consideration, the main steps are first to hold off a kickoff meeting. Holding a kickoff meeting is important because it identifies who the stakeholders are in the project. Who is the business owner? Who is going to validate that the information is correct? And who are the IT resources to help with system access, such as Agile PLM or the source system? Or if files are coming in from an external source, how can we gain access to that information? It's real important to have the roles and responsibilities and a schedule laid out at the onset of the project. Next, a mapping workshop should be held. Mapping and translation tables are essential to the success of the project. Without them, we wouldn't know how information from the source system is supposed to manifest itself inside of Agile PLM. So any computations that need to be done in the transition or any translations from the source system to list values, for example, in Agile PLM, all of those things should be identified as early as possible and documented. Next comes the extraction process. We can help in extracting the information from the source system if we're given ample access to that system, or we can take information that you've extracted for us and use it. So this could be anything from Excel files, database access, or even custom code that we write, web service calls or Java or .NET. It really doesn't matter. As long as we have a way to access that source information, we should be able to extract it and consume it and stage it so that we can get it inside of Agile PLM. Next comes the staging of that information. And by staging, what is meant is that we'll take that extracted source data, we will put it inside of a database table in the Agile PLM schema, and then we will apply the mapping and translations that were agreed upon in our mapping workshop so that the data looks as it should when it goes into Agile PLM. And this is a good way to check the quality of the mapping and the translation rules before we actually put the data inside of Agile. Once we have data successfully staged, we can use Oracle's data load tool to load that content into Agile PLM. Now, the data load process, we have the ability to validate information, such as list values, to find any errors prior to loading it, or during the load process, if we find that certain tests don't meet our expectations. Maybe we have some validation that we do once the data is loaded. We have the ability to roll back before we do a final commit on that data set. So the tool, again, affords us the ability to do validation as well as a rollback window before the data is finally committed on the load. Now, those are the main steps to achieve a successful data migration. But again, it's an iterative approach. So once we have changes that we need to make to our mapping or our translation tables, we ought to go back and we ought to reperform the data migration process so that we can validate that those changes to our mapping and translations yield the correct result. Once we can complete our data migration in a non-production environment successfully, we're then ready to go ahead and schedule a production rollout. So these are the main steps involved in a data migration to ensure that your data will be as expected once it reaches Agile PLM in your production environment.